Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
We found a condominium in Toronto that fits you like a glove.
Okay, I want
it. As a matter of fact, we might have to battle for this condo. We might, because I want it too, but I know you love this.
Well, we have a lot of similarities, you and I.
We sure do. More than most people recognize. We might want to go through that one there.
Okay.
One of Toronto's newest condos, this is according to BlogTO, the building is so cutting edge and so new and so forward thinking that it doesn't even have ovens.
Good idea.
I knew she'd like the idea. The kitchens have no ovens.
Good. You just get a little toaster oven if you need it, but you don't need a big oven.
Yeah.
Really? So no oven?
Yeah, the developers are really getting crafty with how they steal our money. So they've decided that they're going to shrink the condos, and this specific building has condos without ovens. They're saying that people don't even use ovens anymore, and it's a way to conserve space. Now, when you think about it, people, I'm going to talk to maybe the younger end of the audience now.
Yeah.
By a show of hands, how many of us use our oven? Oh, wow. All the young... Oh, my gosh. All the young people in the room raised their hand. Okay, am I the only bomb in the studio?
Let's just do a little bit more of a survey here.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Everybody that raised their hands, please put your microphone in.
For the record, everyone in here raised their hand except me and Marilyn.
I know.
And I don't use my oven.
Okay, Shannon Burns, who's behind the board right now.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you use your oven for? What do you cook in your oven?
I use it to make frozen pizzas. I use it to warm up my pizza after.
So I'm hearing a pizza thing. Okay. So it's all about the pizza.
I'm counting
and maybe some chicken breasts.
Great. I'm counting on my hands how many things you mentioned that could be done with the microwave. Go ahead.
You can do a pizza in a microwave.
Of course you can.
Really?
You don't need your oven.
All right.
Okay. Well, okay.
Don't microwave your pizza.
No, don't microwave.
Come in with a public service announcement.
I mean, you want to reheat your pizza, but if you get a frozen pizza, I'm saying like a little oven, you know, like on the counter.
Yeah, you could do that until.
Yeah, and you don't have to heat up the whole house. All right, Curtis. Curtis, who is 21, but really 45.
Ah.
Yeah. I use my oven like every day.
Really?
What do you do? What are you making it?
Everything that I make is frozen, basically. So between like chicken, pizzas, that kind of thing.
Sweet potato fries.
Yeah. I actually saw a condo down the street that didn't have an oven, and it was a deciding factor for me, for sure.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
It had one of those microwave convection things.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing in this place.
That's what's in this place.
This place is on Front and Bathurst that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
And they're deciding that like the ovens are useless. Now, I will tell you that I have like a kitchenette type of deal in my condo. I mean, the oven is there, but it's so small and so tiny and so weird looking that it's useless.
You know, it's convection cooking.
Yeah.
It's like hot air cooking. That's why you don't need an oven, because I know I've got convection in my oven, and my husband loves using it. It's half the time. It cooks it just as well. And so if it's microwave / convection, you don't need an oven, you know? That's not a bad idea. What do you think, Caitlin?
I use my oven, but I know that I'm not the same as everyone. Like, I know we've moved towards like a delivery bowl salad type society.
Right.
But I actually use my oven. Like, I do. I use it to roast vegetables. I use it to roast chicken, or I use it to cook lots of stuff. Fish. I do a lot of roasted fish.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But you can do that in the convection.
You could, but I don't like the size, because sometimes I'm doing like a tray of vegetables and then I'm doing a tray of meat, or maybe I'll be doing like a pie or like cookies or something.
I just see Marilyn getting more offended by every food item you list. I'm going to stop you right there. I get it.
But there's a return now of cooking for millennials, especially because of the great food, like Gusto. It's encouraging people to cook more, and that's why they may be off track with this not putting an oven in.
And you know, it's one of the only places where they're still making money in advertising. Like Bon Appetit does crazy well.
Yeah, so I don't know if that was a wise move. Anyway, we're all impressed. Jamar and I are losers.
Well, not really. Give me a good oven to store my pots and pans. I'll tell you that much.
Someone just texted that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you right there, brah.
My girlfriend in England doesn't cook at all. You open up a refrigerator, it's full of champagne. You open up her oven, it's full of champagne. That, she thinks, is storage.
Party at her house.
All right.
This morning on Team Jamar is Lauren. Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing?
Good. Did you have Oprah tickets?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. So that doesn't really matter to you much. And on Team Marilyn is Bianca.
Yeah.
Hello, hi. Bianca.
Morning.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
That's awesome. Very good. Very good.
Great.
Okay, so the topic today, both of you, is fill in the blank movie titles. So these are all movies from last year. So we'll give you an example, like Beauty and the... Huh?
Beast.
Right? Or Finding...
Nemo.
Yeah, that kind of stuff, all right? But it's movies from the last year.
Last year. Think okay. Recent movies when you hear these titles. Who goes first today?
First, because I started first on Monday.
Team Marilyn, you take the medicine first. We'll watch you.
Bianca, this is for you and I, and Caitlin is going to take us in, okay?
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, Bianca, your 30 seconds starts now.
Captain
Marvel.
Avengers.
Endgame.
Rocket.
Man.
A Dog's Way.
Pass.
The Secret Life of.
Pass.
A Star Is.
Born.
If Beale Street could.
Say again?
If Beale Street could.
Talk? I don't know.
Escape.
Pass.
All right, you did pretty well. I got to tell you that.
Yes.
Yeah, you did pretty well. I could hear you answering like with a question mark at the end.
Yeah,
you got it right. You got five.
Wow. That's pretty darn good. I'll tell you that.
Good.
Yeah, very good. It was A Dog's Way Home, and If Beale Street Could Talk, you got that right. It was Escape Room we were looking for. All right, it's not an easy one, but here we go. Good luck, Jamar.
Lauren.
Yes.
Lock in. Zone in. Concentrate.
All right.
Caitlin?
Okay, Lauren, your 30 seconds starts now.
Spider-Man. Into the Spider.
First.
Green.
Lantern.
Aqua.
Man.
Mary Blank Returns.
Poppins.
5 feet.
Pardon me?
5 feet.
Pass.
Blank Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Ralph Breaks the...
Pass.
Apollo blank.
Creed.
Blank and Watson.
Oh, pass.
All right.
How many?
4. So that means Team Marilyn and Bianca won.
All right.
So you're looking for Green Book, not Green Lantern.
Yes.
So the movies over the last year.
Green Lantern was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Apollo Creed is the character from the movie Creed. That was the title. So that was not wrong.
And 5 feet apart. Huh.
5 feet apart.
That was the one with Idris Elba and Kate Winslet that just got roasted.
Oh, that's the one that got stuck on the mountain and you wanted them to stay on the mountain?
People didn't like that one.
No, I didn't like that either. Hey, a pair of tickets for you, Bianca, to see Marc Maron at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. That's happening September 19th through 29th. If you'd like to buy tickets, go to jfl42.com. And we appreciate you playing, Lauren. Have a great day, both of you.
Yay,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
How'd that new Mary Poppins do? Did you watch it?
No, I haven't. I don't know why. I just don't think I can do it.
No, I can't either. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I'll try it.
Not even on a spoonful of sugar? No.
On a rainy kind of snowy day. It's a winter sport. I think I'm going to wait till next winter. Yeah.
Hey, Caitlin, what's the term disruptive economics? Is that what it is, the term?
Yeah, disruptors. When you think
disruptors.
Of, like, you know, brands or companies that disrupt the norm in any industry.
So, example.
So they're, like, pioneering.
Yeah, they're changing things.
They're pioneering, but they're kind of, like, gut punch to another part of the economy. For example, Uber, Lyft hit the taxi market with a gut punch.
Yeah, for sure.
Shout out to all the taxi drivers out there. We know what's going on. Uber and Lyft has really, really ruined that business model. But it's going to happen again. And it's going to happen for Uber and Lyft because of, ding, 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 driverless cars. When the driverless car market hits, you know, the mainstream, it's going to be a gut punch to the airline industry.
How so?
Well, think about it. You get into a driverless car, and instead of actually having to pilot the vehicle, you could sit in the back, you can eat a sandwich, you could read a book, you could do everything you want. And you don't have to go through baggage claim because your bags are in the back seat or in the trunk. You don't have to go through security. You don't have to have necessarily a passport or a Nexus card unless you're crossing the border or whatever it is. It's like being on a plane without all the hassle of being on the plane. So a lot of people, instead of booking that trip, you know, to go over to maybe Manitoba or to Calgary on a plane where they have to go through all that hassle, you just get a driverless car. Half the hassle. you know,
see Canada like you've never seen it before.
Exactly, from the back seat of a Hyundai.
Sure.
I think for shorter distances, that really makes sense.
Sure.
I don't know
sure.
if I would take a driverless car to Calgary, but I would.
That's me not knowing geography very, very well. And you know, I'm
but you there. Know what you would do? Let's say Calgary to Banff.
Absolutely.
You would.
And also Toronto, even to Ottawa yeah. or to Windsor or to Montreal. Because
or to Buffalo.
To Buffalo. A lot of these places where you've got to think that if you have to, say you have to fly, not from Billy Bishop, if you live downtown,
mm-hmm. yeah.
you've got to fly, you've got to get all the way out to Pearson.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go through security.
Yep.
You've got to get there early.
Yep.
Then you have the flight time.
Uh-huh.
Then you land at the airport. Then you've got to get from the airport on the ground to your destination.
Yes.
You might be talking about a sum total 4 to 5 hour general travel time, like door to door, right?
Right.
And if you compare that to a driverless car and it's even close, but it feels more convenient,
yeah.
you'll do it.
Let me give you a good example of why I drive to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
Because if I were to go to Pearson, get on a plane,
mm-hmm.
go through all the, like you said, all I have to go through, then get off the plane. And where I have to go is on the opposite side of Pittsburgh. It's 5.5 hours.
Yeah. Mm.
I can be there in 5.5 hours.
Yes.
So that's where it makes sense.
And you can put your liquids in bigger bottles than those little thingies. You know what I mean?
I think about that all the
time.
Bring
all your face cream you want to bring.
Yeah.
Bring your coffee.
Yeah.
You don't have to dump your water before you get in.
If I happen to travel by Target and buy like some lawn furniture, I can put it in the back of the car.
Exactly.
I also think of a lot of my friends who don't live in a city with an airport.
No. Mm-hmm.
You know, they live in a city that's a smaller town
and
they have to drive all the way in or they have to take, you know, a different method of transportation in to get to the airport. In the first place,
yeah.
they might, if they're going in the same direction, they might just be.
Yeah. You know, I have friends that live in Cleveland,
yeah.
and they say, you don't understand how we are not a main, you know.
Yeah, the Cleveland Hopkins Airport.
Yeah,
is they, like,
it's just that we have to really.
It's a trek.
It's a trek to figure out first to get to the airport, but mm-hmm. where I'm going to go if I want to fly to Miami or whatever. So I see what you mean by that. That makes it handier. It's for a certain kind of person
mm-hmm.
that has to travel a certain amount of distance, but it really is niche,
mm-hmm.
and it is really being missed right now.
Well, it's the guy or girl that wants to bring the pocket knife and the mace with them.
Yeah.
But they can't get onto a plane with them.
Don't say that.
What? My pocket knife? My mama gave me that pocket knife. Listen, you are going to love the driverless car industry, and also because there's a good amount of the population that get on a plane and actually have a lot of anxiety about flying still.
For sure.
They don't want to get up in the air. They want to stay on the ground.
And the thing is, you're not delayed. You know all about delays. You're not delayed. You know what time to leave. You know where you're going to leave. And you know pretty much when you're going
to
arrive.
Okay, so shout out to the taxi industry. We know what happened to you.
Do you know what they did, though?
Uh-huh.
What'd they do? They upgraded themselves.
Oh, yeah?
They made it cleaner.
Okay.
They were more. They really value the customers that call them constantly. Hello, Beck Taxi, and they are really onto it right now.
Yeah, they have to.
It's like that. It was almost like the only game in town. Now they've upgraded and they've made it better for you to go.
I still have to tell you guys my taxi driver story.
Sure.
I found the most interesting taxi driver in all of Toronto the other day.
Okay.
Really? Okay.
Yep.
Looking forward to hearing that.
All right.
So yes, it's on the way. Driverless car technology. Will definitely be something that the airline industry is looking at very closely, as it will force them to change some things. Let me bring the liquids on down, please. Like, I'm not taking on a plane with some Gatorade.
I think that's all that matters to you. Really?
Maybe.
It's the liquid thing.
All right. Maybe they'll treat us better at Pearson. You never know.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green. Brought to you by the Plastic Surgery Clinic. Let me know.
The countdown to tomorrow night's NBA Finals game between the Raptors and the Golden State Warriors is officially on. They're going to be playing starting at 9 p.m. in Oakland. Are we all staying up late to watch this game again?
Oh, Caitlin, I don't know.
Here's the upside. The upside is Thursday night. We just have to kind of not really phone it in, but motor through Friday.
So you get a Friday show full of slurs and mess ups.
Well, actually, it might be a lot of fun when we're all tired.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a hoot.
Yeah.
So
we'll see.
Starts at 9. It's going to run a bit late again. We're hoping it's going to be the 6-6. We'll have to see what happens. Yeah. Now, that's why the Raptors are kind of trending here in Toronto. The other reason why the Raptors have been trending kind of all over North America is because of this whole did the fans at the game cheer because Kevin Durant was injured, or were they mostly cheering because that's the thing you do in sports when an injured player leaves either the, you know, the court or the field or the rink.
Okay.
So everyone's trying to figure this out because, look, Toronto's getting roasted.
Okay, from what I understand, and I wasn't there and I didn't watch it live, it seemed like there was a certain segment of the audience that was being trolly.
Yep.
And that did cheer when he hurt himself.
Yep.
It seems that people got caught up in the moment. It also seems that once they realized that it was a serious injury, they kind of rescinded that whole sentiment and they started giving him the complimentary cheer of, you know, good luck, good job. You know, sorry that happened.
Applauding that he got up and he walked out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, right? Like it's like a few jerks genuinely cheered, knee jerk, no pun intended,
right.
Reaction. Yeah. And then he received a polite clap.
So. Now let's put this in context, Caitlin.
Yeah.
It's been a battle this series.
Yeah.
Between the Drake gate and between the back and forth between Toronto and Golden State fans, it's been an emotionally charged series. So people probably just snapped on a reaction, realized that they did something a little not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, try to.
And I've seen a lot
back.
Of sports analysts saying, look, if this happened in Philly or in New York, you don't think that the same initial cheer that is then inappropriate.
Oh, forget about it.
Yeah, I said it would have happened.
Yeah, of course.
Those Canadians seem so nice and look at what they did.
I always think that that's a bit of an unrealistic thing. Like, everyone's like, that's weird. It's not like a Canadian. There are not nice people here, too.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Yeah.
And the other theory was very quickly, I hope you don't mean about anybody in this room.
No, not in this room.
Is the fact that, you know, honestly, that there are people that got tickets to that game that have never been to a game, but they were invited because it's an event.
Yeah.
And they're half listening or half watching to the game, and they hear somebody applaud, and they start applauding.
Yep.
Like, they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
And they don't know what that means when someone falls like that.
We'll see what happens, because the Raptors fans are going to be taking over Oracle again tonight. Yeah. Nav Bhatia, of course, our own Raptors super fan, has been there loud and proud, singing the national anthem with a whole crew of fans.
Yeah.
So, we're looking forward to the game. Sorry, I said tonight. I meant tomorrow night. Guys, I'm getting everything wrong today.
Okay.
I don't know what's happening.
This is the stuff that's left over from watching the other game.
I swear it is. You know, I have brain fog. I'm going to go right to the hospital after the show.
So the game is tomorrow night?
Yeah, the game is tomorrow night.
Okay, and if we win it, it's done. If we don't win it, we've got tickets to Game 7.
Woo!
Chum Radio.
And we really do, because Marilyn said it and not me.
Okay.
Move over Google and Apple, because Amazon has officially become the world's most valuable brand. Jeff Bezos' total world domination is nearly complete. I'm convinced he might be Dr. Evil. He's that wealthy. Amazon is now valued at $315.5 billion as a brand, going past Apple, going past Google.
Wow.
And their brand value grew by over $100 billion last year.
Billion.
Billion.
You get your finger in your mouth when you
with
said
a beat.
That. Yeah.
The eTalk Entertainment Update brought to you by the IKEA Summer Sale on Now. Get up to 50% off select items until July 7th. IKEA family members save an extra 10% off the sale price during the first 10 days. Visit IKEA today. Thank you for visiting the studio, Tyrone.
Yes.
Welcome back.
Thank you kindly. Thanks for having me.
What's on your mind this morning? Oh, yeah, the whole the healing of the beef, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Other than the fact that you said you might not stay up for the Raptors game. But anyhow,
I'm going to stay up for the game.
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. So I don't know if this hits with everyone the way it hits for me, but I've always been a fan of Katy Perry, and me and Taylor Swift got a special connection. So the fact that they just couldn't see eye to eye, I always felt torn, you know?
Was it the ex-boyfriend John Mayer thing?
I always felt torn. I always felt like the friend in the middle. Like, I wanted to like you, but you made me feel guilty for liking her. They're back. They're good.
And what happened?
Well, they've got cookies that signify their love, and they've got the sprinkles, and they tagged it. They made it official, because in 2019, to make something official, you have to put it on Instagram and tag the person.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, just put it on Instagram, but she tagged, and then they commented with 13 pink hearts. So, and that's Taylor Swift's lucky number, which I also share as well. We have a few things in common, me and Taylor.
Look at that.
Yeah, moving on. Ariana Grande did a nice little power move.
Yes.
Yes, she did.
She sure did.
So she performed in Atlanta, Georgia, and she performed to a sold-out crowd. And if you have been paying attention to the news, Georgia is one of the states that passed the fetal heartbeat abortion law.
Oh.
And what she did was donate the proceeds of her concert, $300,000 to be exact, to Planned Parenthood.
Wow, that's an amazing donation.
That is called setting precedent. That is making a statement, that is not just hiding behind your celebrity and allowing that to afford what it does for you. Now, as much as I love Taylor Swift, she tends to do that. She doesn't speak up about anything.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
We love it.
We love that, too.
We love it. We love it.
Now, we do love that.
Let's go back to the Raptors-Warriors situation.
Yes, please.
You just told Jamar and I all the different locations you've been watching all the games. Game yes. one was?
Game one, I was in Liverpool. Game...
Like you're doing eTalk.
Oh, I was working. I wasn't just like hanging out. Here, yeah. So game one, I was in Liverpool for the Yesterday, which is the Beatles movie. Game two, I was in London for Men in Black.
Okay.
Which is Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson. Really good version of Men in Black.
Okay.
Funny, interesting movie. Game three, I was in Montreal hosting a Christian Louboutin event.
Yeah.
And then game four, I was in New York for the new Shaft movie.
What did you think of the new Shaft movie?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, I didn't expect it to be that funny. I had to watch the movie with the star, Jesse T. Usher, who's the new Shaft, sitting behind me with his family.
So, do you act like you watch like the movie?
No,
or do you?
It was me. We had a good laugh about it because this was in Toronto where I did the screening. But we got to New York and his mom was like, we had a good laugh because you got some of the jokes that a lot of people in the theater didn't get.
Because
it's actually so funny.
It's three generations, right?
It's three generations of Shaft. The tagline is more Shaft than you can handle.
Don't read into that too far.
Obviously, they're referring to Richard Roundtree, Samuel L. Jackson, and now Jesse T. Usher.
Okay. I just wanted to say, I saw the original Shaft when, you know, I had a crush on Richard Roundtree.
71.
Yes. Wow. And so this is a comedy version of it. Am I right?
Okay, this is an action comedy, so there's still a lot of action, but great laughs.
E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Thanks, Tyrone.
More Shaft than you can handle.
Hey, get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh, wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.